It's Helping Hand. Fridays during All Things Considered and then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org, an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. We're continuing our recurring series about vulnerable animals at risk of extinction due to consumers in our Asia-Pacific neighborhood. The Elephant Action League, online at elephantleague.org, nonprofit that investigates wildlife crime, exposing consumers, traffickers, corrupt officials, and other criminals. They've got an new pair of reports based on undercover research, Operation Red Cloud, Grinding Rhino, an investigation into rhino horn trafficking in China and Vietnam. We'll learn about the organization, the reports, and how when you support the Elephant Action League, you finance these undercover investigations to put these criminals behind bars, with executive director, co-founder, and one of the authors of the report, Andrea Crosta. Welcome, Andrea. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Aloha.
How about first some background on the organization?
Yes. So Elephant Action League is an American organization based in Los Angeles. We operate globally. We are one of the very few charity organizations in the world entirely focused on fighting wildlife crime, like ivory, rhino horn, and pangolins, and tiger parrots, and illegal timber, and so on. Our modus operandi is also quite unique. We have an intelligence-led approach. Most of our team comes from law enforcement and intelligence agency. We have former FBI special agents. We have military intelligence to investigate and try to disrupt wildlife trafficking and help law enforcement. The public report is called Grinding Rhino, but at the same time, we publish a 200 pages confidential intel brief only for law enforcement, a report on 55 person of interest that we found trafficking rhino horn across Asia.
Andrea, how are you guys funded?
Only privately, so there's individuals, foundations, our only source of funding.
Like a lot of nonprofits, it can be that way, no question.
Yes.
Rhinos of all species facing this rising wave of killings around the world to supply primarily Chinese and Vietnamese consumers.
Operation Red Cloud, which was the first undercover investigation on rhino horn trafficking in China ever. We are going through a terrible, unprecedented poaching crisis in Africa, especially in the past 10 years due to some sort of perfect storm. A new middle class, more people with more money wanting products for the status symbol and for the traditional Chinese medicine. So that caused this terrible poaching crisis. But our approach, we prefer to focus on the trafficking side.
Hence targeting the consumption end, Vietnam and China.
Over there, you have the individual responsible for the poaching crisis. Poachers are most of the times very poor people exploited by rich traffickers, basically. So it was 11 months of undercover investigation. Our teams made multiple missions to China and Vietnam. In Vietnam, we identified very important traffickers and brokers. Then most of the rhino is either sold to Chinese buyers in Vietnam or smuggled into China, the largest market for rhino horn.
Recording conversations, secretly documenting interactions, getting pictures,
correct,
create not only a public report, but you also made this unredacted report for law enforcement. So when people support the Elephant Action League, explain how law enforcement can use the tool that you're providing them.
Exactly. So every time we produce a public report, at the same time we also produce an unredacted confidential intel brief. We put everything we find. Detailed information of 55 individuals between Vietnam and China. Our teams every time pretend to be either buyers, also brokers or traders in order to get the trust of these people. We record video and audio all the meetings, especially when they show us illegal goods, to come back home with evidence that law enforcement can immediately use. This confidential intel brief has been already shared with American law enforcement agency, South African law enforcement agency, and Chinese law enforcement agency. And I know some of them, they started already working based on information provided by us.
Police, military, government officials playing a huge role in both the smuggling and the sale in Vietnam, China, also Myanmar, and Malaysia.
Absolutely. So part of our work is always trying to find the right law enforcement with whom we can share confidential information. Most of our team members, they are ex-former law enforcement themselves, so we put a lot of effort in finding the right people. In this case, I think we found the right law enforcement body in China, and we are in direct contact with them, and we know they are doing something already, which for us and for everyone is actually a huge achievement when any law enforcement agency, but especially Chinese law enforcement agency, is actually acting. I would say that corruption is the main enabler of the whole illegal trade. Enormous quantity of rhino horn are getting into Vietnam and then smuggle into China and paying basically police, custom official, and soldier just to look the other way.
Chinese naval vessels transporting the rhino horn and actual sales to military personnel.
Yes, recorded on video, we have a well-informed trader mentioning the involvement of China Navy vessels and a few captains. But it's important to say that we don't want to generalize. You know, it's not an accusation to the whole Chinese Navy. Bad apples are everywhere.
The social media source WeChat being used for sales, and then shipping companies and the roles that they play.
A lot is done through WeChat, China application, or similar to our WhatsApp, with the difference that you can actually even receive and send money on WeChat. Couriers are used. We collected the names of at least four that are systematically used to send the rhino horn from Vietnam into China.
The volume of rhino horn auctioned in China was significantly correlated with the rate of annual rhino poaching.
Yeah, and that's the proof. The only way to save those animals, doesn't matter if we're talking about rhino or elephants, is to have no trade at all. Hence, you know, Hawaii is one of the very few states where you have an ivory state ban. Rhino is different because rhino in China is illegal since 93, so all the market is underground. And as long as consumers in Asia understand that it's okay to buy a rhino horn or ivory, they will keep buying and buying and buying. The middle class is growing every day, so the only chance to protect these animals is serious law enforcement. This kind of awareness campaigns in China based on Western values, those awareness campaigns don't work. The only awareness campaign that would work, if you buy a rhino horn, you go to jail. Look at him, he went to jail.
There are actually very strict laws carrying heavy jail sentences in China.
You really go to jail for trafficking of rhino or ivory. The problem is that they are not enforced.
And the consumers just don't care about causing the deaths. In fact, one of the people who was trying to sell the rhino horn said, quote, "This is the best and a proof that the horn was taken while the rhino is still alive." So trying to appeal to people is not going to do it so much as having harsh penalties.
Absolutely. We met brokers, traffickers, and even consumers that they were actually attracted by the fact that these animals are getting rarer and rarer.
Banking on extinction.
Extinction, exactly.
Which is, we'll buy so much of the elephant tusk and the rhino horn that will make these animals extinct. The value of that horn will go through the roof.
Exactly.
So people can donate money. People can spread the word on social media, whether it's contacting the people who own WeChat or contacting shipping companies or contacting legislators. Talk directly to people in the ways that you think they can support your mission.
I think the most important thing is keep the pressure on. We collectively, directly through the legislators, on social media, via email, we have to keep pressure on Asian governments. Without pressure, they will not do anything. A very good example is the ban on the legal market of ivory in China that the Chinese government decided to implement finally. That is happening because of serious, real international pressure. We don't have such a pressure right now for rhino. We have 25,000 rhino left. So the moment is now. What I always repeat is don't over-focus and overfund anti-poaching activities, because every time you do anti-poaching, you do not address the problem. You contain the problem. It's also important to do anti-poaching. You have to keep the animals alive. You address the problem by investigating and exposing the people behind and help law enforcement to take them down.
When people make donations to you, that is basically how you were able to fund the undercover operation and put all those people on the ground there in China and Vietnam and elsewhere.
Correct. So spreading the word, not only about Elephant Action League, but about the importance to tackle wildlife crime. And this is a very important form of volunteer for us. If you are a former intelligence officer or have that kind of skills, you can contact us. We can always learn something, and we can always use a particular skill or a particular person to do something.
ElephantLeague.org. info@ElephantLeague.org. Email contact form at their website for confidential reporting. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find the full interview, read the report, get all their contact info, and find all the previous Helping Hand segments at hawaiipublicradio.org.
And also, we have a project called WildLeaks. It's the world's first whistleblowing initiative dedicated to wildlife crime, a platform that allows people to submit information to us about wildlife crime from countries where you usually risk your life when you talk about these crimes. This is another way people can help us around the world, including from Hawaii, of course.
For the Elephant Action League and the new report, Grinding Rhino, an investigation into rhino horn trafficking in China and Vietnam. The Elephant Action League executive director, co-founder, one of the authors of the report, Andrea Crosta, joining us on behalf of all the animals that you're trying to do the right thing by. Thank you for doing what you do. It's an inspiration.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a great pleasure.